Praise the Lord. All right. Most of you know why we're here. It's something besides lunch. I think that there are many people with something to say today, but we don't have room for everybody to say things because we've got a speaker today, and we're appreciative of that. But Jeff Meyer always has something to say, and today is no different. Come on up, Jeff. Ask God's blessing on the meeting and share some things, okay?
Good afternoon on a glorious day, guys. And I'm honored to go ahead and pray over this meeting. Actually, I was praying on NFL today. It's just a blessing to me. There is something that's very, very, very important that I want to bring to everyone's attention, which we've talked about a little bit over the last couple of years. I know Heinz has been involved in it. As Christians, we are called to go ahead and pray. And it's clear. It's unmistakable. We're supposed to go and pray when there's a need. We're supposed to go and pray in praise and thanksgiving to God. Pray for our family, pray for our concerns, pray for our walk with God, and pray for our country. So a week from tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, something I've been involved in with Don and some others here over the last several years. So I brought some flyers. Gwinnett County Justice Administration Building is going to be having a gathering. They've done it for years now. If you think that you can go ahead and make it, there's no better call for a Christian than to go ahead and pray. And if you're available, I really, 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 really want to encourage you guys to go ahead and, if not here, but this is a great environment. I've been there the last 3 or 4 years. So there are flyers here. It's a week from tomorrow. Please consider doing this. And maybe we can go as 2, 3, 4, 5 of us as NFLers together. I think that would be awesome. So I'm going to leave this right up here on Heinz's table. Okay. We can't pass them around. It's all good. Please don't leave without taking one. Even if you can't make it, maybe a friend, family member, a neighbor can go ahead and make it. But I really, really want to encourage you guys to go ahead and gather together on that day. It's an hour. It's at the memorial, the Veterans Memorial. It's a great place to go ahead and be. It's a beautiful setting, atmosphere, and I just know I'm going to be there. So, all right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you anytime brothers and sisters in Christ can come together. We are so grateful, Lord God, for this opportunity. Thankful for Heinz and Larry for their faithfulness in doing what you called them to do. And we all have things that you call us to do. And help us to be faithful in the things that you call us to do. Pray for our speaker today that you would speak through him and speak to us through him and have us hear what you would have us to hear. Pray for this food that you would bless it, it would strengthen and nourish our bodies, and pray for this fellowship. Praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we come before you and pray. Amen.
Jeff, I've got an idea. Why don't you get a list of the people that will commit to go to that? And I would like to make that commitment. Because I have said I'm going to do it, and I haven't done it. But if I make the commitment to do it,
I'll hold you to it.
You'll hold me to it. And that's what it's about. Just like when Don Cruz was here several weeks ago, and I made a commitment to go to Northlands, and it has paid dividends, if you want to put it in a business connotation. Giant dividends for that. The spiritual life we live pays dividends, and one of the things that happened this past week leading up to Easter, I did a lot of thinking about Jesus last week and the way he was spending time with his friends and trying to be sure he instructed them properly. And because I read so much of this past week, I want to share a couple of passages of scripture, and it's more lengthy than I usually share, but I think in order to get my comments in perspective, I need to do this. I was reading in John 14. Let me say something here, a quote from Charles Stanley. says we're chosen children of God. We have the promise of his presence and whatever power is necessary to enable us to live a godly life. And Charles Stanley came from a Pentecostal background. Even though he's at Atlanta First Baptist now, that quote to me has the power of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I feel like that he is so anointed to teach the way he teaches. And that's the reason his ministry has gone on so long. And I might say that any of you don't know me, I'm Larry Schrader. I know Hines always introduces me after I get up here. And I just thought a while ago, if he's recording that, that helps for me to say that in the beginning. But let me tell you something out of John 14, verses 25 through 27. Jesus says, all this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. That was the, kind of the assurance that he was giving those that were following him. I want to move on over to John 20. And this is after Jesus had been crucified. John 20, starting with verse 11, says, now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, woman, why are you crying? They've taken away my Lord, she said, and don't know where they put him. And at this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. And as she turned around, he asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. As I considered those passages this morning and understood that the first passage I read to you, he was telling to his disciples, and Mary wasn't in that bunch. And I'm thinking, would it have made a difference if Mary had been there? Probably not. Because of what Jesus said, he had not ascended to the Father. And that was something that was necessary in God's plan. And I think, like Mary, so many times, even though we know that he ascended to the Father, he came back, and the idea that he empowers us when we believe in the crucifixion and we believe in the Trinity, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, when we believe that and we receive that into our heart, we are empowered to recognize Jesus, not like Mary did, but to recognize Jesus instantly. But what can happen? Satan can get between you and God in that relationship and cause you not to recognize the Lord when he's right in the middle of what you're doing. But you don't recognize it. You're so focused on what's not the way you think it ought to be. And I say those things because I have to discipline myself. When I'm getting off track, with something that's inconsistent with the scripture, I know I'm headed in the wrong direction. I had a conversation yesterday. I told you about one of the guys I work with is not going to be practicing real estate for a year or so because the Georgia Real Estate Commission got involved. And as we talked, my heart went out to him, but some things he said made me realize why I've got to do more of the technology. And do you know that sending that thing back to you? I don't know how that didn't happen. When I looked at my sent thing, it wasn't in there. And I know I sent it, but I just sent it to somebody else, I guess. So that spreads the good word. As we think about the things sometimes that we choose to do, I had chosen to work with this person so I wouldn't have to learn all this technology. I know enough other stuff I wanted to operate with. Well, guess what? I've got to learn more about technology. And that's good. That's God's direction. I'm never going to learn it enough to be as good as the person that I was working with, but that's okay. I'm better in some areas than he is. And I think as we understand going through this life, that God didn't mean for us to go alone. We need to develop these relationships, not only in our spiritual life, but in our business life, where we can work together and accomplish so much more than we could alone. A sounding board, if you will, is really important. And at the office, I met with somebody yesterday. We went looking at a property. And that person and I are so tight that the other person and I would have never been there. And I just thank the Lord this morning as I replayed yesterday. I thought, Lord, man, I am so sorry that I get ahead of you so many times. Don't we do that? Don't we sometimes forget to pray and say, God, is this your direction? Don't we sometimes get so excited about what's happening that we forget that the Lord allowed those good things to happen? And while they're going on, we continue to say, oh man, we have really got this thing figured out. I know so many times I've told others, hey, I got this figured out. And the thing within just a few days take a reverse course, and I don't know how that happened. Except I always think back, wait a minute. I don't have to have all that figured out. What I have to do is make sure my relationship is right with God so I can constantly be downloading whatever He's sending to me to not only empower me for that minute, but what I've downloaded is there for whatever is in the future. And we can face it with confidence. We can face it without fear, just like the Scripture said. We can do that because we really believe what I'm saying here, that Jesus did die for our sins. And as we accept Him, we accept the Father and the Holy Spirit, and we're empowered to influence others to do the same. That's what it's about. That's the reason I want to be there with you, Jill. Let me know what time to be there, and I'll do it. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thank you, Larry. I'm Heinz Wegener, and Larry and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this meeting since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We always recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling to our main speakers, but Larry and I do that ahead of time just to show you what not to do. I'm just kidding. Larry doesn't teach, preach, or sell. But anyway, and also I want to encourage you, whatever county you're in, I've gone to the National Day of Prayer in Forsyth County, and it's an amazing assembly, and I'm sure it is in Gwinnett as well, of people in leadership that boldly profess the name of Jesus. It's not a generic God, it's Jesus, and we're in a free country, so you don't have to believe in Jesus to pray, but I'm still saying that that there's a there's a boldness in, I believe, in the South even, and that maybe is not in the other parts of the country, that I believe is a part of the reason for the prosperity in this area. One of the other things that I wanted to mention is yesterday I watched a segment on TBN on their Praise channel on with Bill Johnson and a number of his staff there talking about Bethel Tech. Bethel Church has developed and is in the working of a technology school where they teach people to be coders and engineers and technicians, and their response from the industry has been stunning. They had one of the senior people from Facebook talk about how they welcome the Christian community and that they want to build integrity, and they want to create a community of people that love each other, not some weird people. But anyway, if you're interested in that, I'm going to leave these DVDs here. The reason I asked Jeff to just lay his things down, I never want you to feel like you have to take anything at this luncheon except my jokes. I think that's probably going to be bad enough. Right, Larry. Larry says amen. That's right. He said that stuff. So if you and feel free to bring things if you want to bring some things on your business, but again, remember to keep them normally at a table like where the name tags are, so people can pick them up if they like, but they don't feel like they need to take them. So if anybody's here for the first time and would like to introduce themselves, I'm not sure there is, but anybody, first timer? Well, Eric, you're gonna give us a detailed talk, and but the just one other quick thing on that. On that DVD is, Jesus said, go into all the world and share the gospel. He didn't say, sit in your pews and gather with other believers and let them come to you. And so our part of our outreach is to be supernaturally equipped men and women of God as an attorney, as an engineer, as a real estate mogul. Is that how you say it, mogul? I think so. Yeah, mogul. Yeah, mogul. And whatever, or restaurateur. Yeah, and to be excellent in what we do, but to care for people and love them, you know. And anyway, so that's I think that's kind of what we want to kind of promote here through the testimonies and through the fellowship that we have here with each other. I think also I have CDs of. The MP3s of the last 2 years of testimonies, if you're interested in those are all free. And also, I usually have CDs of the past speakers, so just help yourself to those if you'd ever like those, and they're all up here in front. Okay, are we ready?